Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the CJ Miller Show. I'm your host, CJ Miller, also known by Claudia. And this is the CJ Miller Show on In5D Radio. And tonight is August 5th, 2014. It's Tuesday night. I'm so psyched to be back with my group of my community, my people. It's so nice to have people that are interested in this information, and I'm really psyched that people wanted to hear about my trip. It's going to be a really cool show tonight because I'm talking about, what the title of the show was, Explorations in Oneness, to Canada and back, because I went to Canada last week, I guess it was about a week and a half ago now, and I'm so excited to tell you all about my time there with Franco Di Nicola, Kimberly Ross, Melinda Di Nicola, Mark Di Nicola, Joe Martino, the whole Collective Evolution crew, and all the people that came to the event at the Oneness Center in Ontario, Canada, because that was just a life-changing time for me. So exciting. Got to stay with Franco and Kimberly at their home, which was amazing. And also, I got to meet some really cool people, not only at the retreat. I met one of my friends, Carl Stedman, and he'll be coming on the show tonight. But the piece de resistance, I'm speaking with a French accent. I don't speak French, so please excuse me, any of you real Frenchies out there. But I'm going to bring on my friend Antonia Hoggins, and many of you know her from Masterpiece Life, and she works with Franco. Oh, my God, she is like the person who showed Franco to me initially, so I'm just so honored. I got to meet with Antonia. I haven't brought her on yet, but I just want to say I got to meet with Antonia this past, not this weekend, but the weekend before at the retreat, totally by chance, and it was so wonderful. We decided to get together. We did a great interview with James Fu all about this event she's putting on, and then we have not been able to get the video to go on my computer. So I said, come on my show tonight, Antonia, and let's talk about your event. So it's just such an honor and a joy for me to have Antonia Hoggins on the show tonight, and let's welcome her on the show, everybody. Oh, is she still here? Okay, somebody jumped in front of her. Woof. All right, here we go. Check it out. Let's see. Antonia, are you with us?
Hey, CJ, are you hearing me?
Yeah. Are you?
Oh, cool.
Do you hear me? Did you?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yay. Oh, I'm so
funny
excited.
It's funny because usually I'm on the other end.
I know.
Totally different experience being on this end.
It's a funny thing for me, too, to have you on my show. I was just telling everybody what an honor it is for me, because I think it was through you that I found Franco. And So you've just done so much great work. I've always been in awe of you. And it was such a great thing to be able to meet you and come to your house. And you made beautiful food for me. We had a great interview. And then I was saying, I haven't been able to get the interview up on YouTube. So I'm I'm better with the radio when it's live. So I said, come on, Antonia, come on my show, and we'll talk about this event that you're going to be doing with Masaru Emoto, with Franco Di Nicola, with James Fu. You're even having a slew of other really cool people coming on that we'll talk about tonight. But I'm sorry for the long introduction. Thank you, Antonia Hoggins, for being on our show tonight.
Well, thank you, CJ. It's an absolute pleasure to be here tonight, and it's a lot of fun. And I think, you know, I was thinking about tonight and how we met and everybody else, and, you know, what I've been telling a lot of people lately is that it's time to just all come together. It's, I think for all of us are feeling this really strong calling to unite, to feel the family, the oneness that we are. And mm-hmm. I think especially, you know, especially coming into the fall and later, we're answering to this pull to connect, whether we can connect, you know, physically or if we can connect virtually. There's mm-hmm. a real strong draw to come together and to, you know, we're all doing this together, so we're all family. So it's absolute pleasure to be here tonight. Thanks.
Oh, well, it's a great thing. And, you know, it's so funny because I missed your wonderful event that you had with Franco and James Fu. Just, was it the weekend, couple weeks before the event at the Oneness Center?
Yeah, just 2 weeks before the Oneness Center event, yes.
2 weeks before, but as fate would have it, they worked it out so you and I could still meet and come together. And, you know, that was really what this, and that's what I named the show, Explorations in Oneness, because that's really what it's all about. And you know, I've heard you and Franco talk about this on your shows, even to the point of with the neutrality, viewing everybody as having a role, like not even being mad at the people who are the cabal because they're playing their role and they're another part of us. And, you know, we all have a role that we're playing but let's come to, we're breaking down, you know what I mean? I never felt like there was ever walls, but in our small group of people in relatively, I mean, we're all very connected, but it's such a pleasure to have you on, and I look forward to talking to you tonight about this awesome event that you're going to have, which is coming up really soon. So let's get to that. That's going to be August 14th, and that's called The Power of Consciousness. And that's going to be a live, not only live in Toronto event, but you're going to live stream it, right?
Absolutely. And the reason for that is when I'll tell you a little bit of a background story. I was not planning on doing any event in August because it's, you know, you've met my family, my three young kids, and my husband. It's our time to kind of, you know, do stuff. And Leslie put up a post. Leslie's the lady that handles helps Dr. Ramoto and all his events outside of for the U.S. And she put up a post saying, "Anybody that can help on the East Coast, New York." And I thought, oh, I said, "Sure, you know what? I'll volunteer. I'll do an interview. I'll help. It, you know, let him know. Everybody know that he's on the East Coast, and I'll help out." So that's all I thought of it. And then. And actually, I have to back up one thing.
Okay.
When I was saying goodbye at the retreat that we had, the transformation retreat that we had just 2 weekends before you came up to Toronto, as I was saying goodbye, everybody, okay, everybody, it's, you know, love you all, and there's nothing happening in August that I know of. And I remember kind of pausing and saying, that I know of. And I thought that was an odd thing to say when I said goodbye. And then, you know, anyway, so back to, I get the Leslie calls me and she says, "Antonia, can you host Dr. Emoto in Toronto?" I'm thinking, oh, good God, no. You know, that's 3 weeks away. And then I told her, well, you know what, we'll make a couple of phone calls and let's see if this, you know, if everything aligns up and it feels right. And it did, totally did, and it's grown. And what it is it's, you know, it's the power of consciousness because it's how we are transforming our worldwide consciousness to peace. And that's what I'm holding for this event. As you said, you know, we're starting off with a peace concert, and then Master Sifu James Fu was speaking, and Franco Di Nicola, and Dr. Emoto. And all these people are incredibly high vibrational people that really focus on peace and really focus on bringing humanity to a consciousness of peace. And everything lined up because that's what we all have in common. And, you know, that's what I do with Masterpiece Life and all the interviews and all the events that I host. That has always been the foundation for, you know, when I started Masterpiece Life 9 years ago. So that's what that day is. And, you know, as I talk to people and tell them about it and they're getting excited, you know, I knew right away it had to be a global event. It needed to be live streamed so that people can partake all over the world. Because what we're doing in the event is we're rippling out this consciousness of peace. You know, now more than ever, if we look around on the news and you know, we're bombarded with negative stuff. You know, things that are purposely being mm-hmm. created to keep humanity in fear, because the biggest illusion is fear. We see, without fear, we can't be controlled. Without fear, we're united. Without fear, we're creative. We're giving. We're nourishing. It's only fear. And all the subcategories of fear that keep us apart. So there are certain people that have a vested interest in keeping us in fear. Now, they will not have power for much longer to do this, and they know that their days are being numbered. So they're pushing the fear button with everything you can. So you have these fake, you know, the fake Ebola stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You have the stuff being pushed in Palestine. You have stuff all over. And the more each and every one of us, the more we focus on peace within ourselves, then that ripples out. And that is what that event on August 14th. And actually, I was just thinking before the show, I don't do numerology too often, but I was just playing with numbers, you know, and if you work out August 14th, it's 0814414. Mm-hmm. And if you do numerology, if you take 1 and 4, that becomes a 5, then the next 1 and 4, that becomes a 5, and 5 plus 5 becomes a 10, which becomes a 1, and then you're down to 8 and 1, which is 9. And, you know, 9 is a very powerful number, 3, 6, and 9. And we talk about 3, 6, and 9 in the DNA structure, and I look at it as past, present, and future, and 9 is a very powerful number, so it's all worked out perfectly. And that's why we want everybody as much as possible to participate. We couldn't get Sifu James on tonight's program, but he will start off. And Claudia, I think you got to see a little bit of the results of our experiment with his energy paper.
Totally. No, I want to talk about that too tonight too, because I've been using the stickers that you gave me.
Oh, great.
Gosh, yeah, you did some interesting stuff. Not only does he, like, do this thing where he's calling out the numbers, but there's, like, now I'm not sure, there's a thing with the paper that you have, and then there's the stickers, which are are they more powerful than the papers? Because that I'm not really sure with.
Well, how it works is anybody can download the energy paper off the website, off my website, which is masterpeacelife.com, or off his website, which is jamesfoo, spelled FOO.ca. And in both sites, in the right-hand column, there's a block that says energy paper. If you click on that, it'll bring you to the page where you can download the energy paper. And the energy paper is a very specific matrix, a code, to assist you to bring your vibration up. So in our, you know, I call it research because we're just having fun playing with it.
Mm-hmm.
What we found is when people use the energy paper consistently, they have better sleep. They're better able to deal with their day-to-day life and not get anxious. When you use it to clean and purify water, the water tastes sweet and fresh. People have used it for headaches. People have used it for body aches. Now, when we started testing the energy paper back in beginning of March, you know, because Master Fu was born with the ability to see energy in the body. He sees color. So when he looks at someone, he can see where things are flowing and not, and then he knows what to move around. He's been teaching us that, but, you know, he has the gift for it. He was born with that capability, and many people are, right? We all are born with different gifts. So he created this paper because, as he was saying, you know, when you're feeling bad, when you're depressed, when you're angry, and someone tells you go meditate, what do you think? No! You know, I don't want to.
It's not
meditate.
Easy.
You know, you're sick. You're not going to go meditate. So his idea was that to have something very simple that you could have on you, you could put on you, and it would assist you to get through whatever you're going through faster. Or if it's on the emotional side, let's say it's an issue with anger, then you experience the anger, but you can come back to neutrality sooner versus lingering in that state. So that's what the energy paper was. And initially, it was a paper form, as is on the website. Actually, the website is a couple of versions later when he perfected a couple of parts to it. Anybody can download it. It's up there for free. On the page, there are instructions. Please do read the instructions before you go using it. Please do print only one at a time. Please do use a laser printer. We find that the burning of the laser into the paper carries much more power than like an inkjet. Right? There's something to do. And, of course, he's a laser physicist, so he would be able to explain that better than I can. But he says it's the burning of fire, like the laser is like a fire that purifies.
Right. No, so, it makes a lot of sense. I'll tell you, I did that piece of paper thing. Well, when I was at the event, not to get off of this, but people were talking about those energy papers, specifically one of the big fans of Franco's work and your work, Jamal Safavi. He was at the event, and he was a little concerned about me. It's like, well, you have to get the energy papers. If you don't get the energy papers, what's going to happen to you in September? And I'm like, Jamal, I don't know. He's like, well, there's Antonia. Let me go ask her. So I knew that it was in the works that I was going to. I mean, I had heard about it, of course, but I didn't realize it was getting down to the wire. I thought I was working on my frequency. But then, I'll tell you, I didn't have the papers until the end of the. I did it once when I was at the event, and it was very, very powerful. You could really feel the energetic value of the matrix on the paper. And then with the stickers, I feel like it's even more, although I guess there's an important thing of putting the intention into or kind of joining your own DNA with it. So I know anybody who goes to the event that we're actually get back to the event on the 14th, which is going to be so cool, and I'm definitely going to be with you guys with the live stream to find out more about it. Now, this will kind of be like a teaser event because for anybody who's used to going to your things with Franco or James, it's usually an all-day or an all-weekend thing. Now, this is going to be an evening event. And what time is it going to be starting? Is it like 6:30 or 6 o'clock?
It starts at 6 p.m. Eastern. So what will happen right now is from 6 p.m. Eastern to 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Those that are attending live in Toronto, there will be a book signing by Dr. Emoto. And while the book signing is going on, there will also be a peace concert going on by our dear friends Carl Stedman and Peter Nelson. They put together a peace concert. Then Master Fu will come on for half an hour, and we will actually have energy papers there for everybody so that
great.
To work with. And what he is working on is raising and clearing vibration so that people come to a state of peace, right? Because especially when you're coming from all over the place, you're kind of, your mind's here, your mind's there, so that you kind of feel the energy, the power of the paper. And, it's too bad. You'll have to also be part of one of our clearings with Master Phil. You really enjoy that, Claudia. But there definitely is a really strong
sense of
peace.
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. And then after he does that, then Franco will speak for 1 hour from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern. He'll speak on oneness consciousness, how it's affecting us individually, and how it's impacting our world. And then once that's complete, then Dr. Emoto will have a PowerPoint presentation that he will be speaking with, and we'll have a live transmitter. And he will have his two-hour presentation on the power of consciousness. And more specifically, we're talking to him, and he was talking about how he really wants to direct this talk more to what's happening currently in our world, not only on the human side with what we're doing to our planet, but also what's happening to our world with nature, how nature is changing so much right now, and how what we can do and how we should be as we move through this transition. So that will be the evening. And
great.
Very powerful. And people can easily go find out information about it by going to Emoto, E-M-O-T-O, Toronto, T-O-R-O-N-T-O, .com.
Great. And the tickets for the event live are, what was it, 40-something?
$49.
Mm-hmm.
They're $49,
okay.
And to attend via the live stream, it's just $9.
That's great. That's great. I better buy my ticket because I'm definitely going to do the live stream. If I lived in Toronto, which I have a feeling that I should have lived in Toronto, I just feel like I feel so at home with you guys. The crew of people up there are very cool and very conscious people. So, but I'll definitely be there. And this is a way for a lot of people that don't live around you guys to attend this event, because what a powerhouse group it will be. And I imagine that the community of people who would gather around this event would also be really cool.
Absolutely.
I could just say that, yeah, I mean, because I know both Carl Stedmans and Peter Nelson. Peter was at the event all weekend, mm-hmm. and then I got to meet Carl on the second day, and he was just awesome. But they're both great guys, and they
mm-hmm.
both do music together, and they're working with children, and very high vibrational people, you're right. I mean, so if you're looking to be part of community, of a more, you know, new paradigm community, this is the place to go. Will you have some kind of like a chat room type of thing going on during the live stream?
Well, we don't usually have a chat room. Now, I'm using a bit of a different system. In the past, mm-hmm. when as much as possible, we've actually always live streamed our full events, so our full seminars, unless they're being held in a retreat out in nature, have actually always been live broadcast. And you know, in the past, we've had people all over the world from, you know, at all hours attending. You know, we'd be in Toronto, have people being in the UK and Japan and Australia and South America, just from all over the world, and it was just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were participating live. They were communicating with us live, and we would respond back. They would ask their questions. We would, you know, answer their questions. But this is not really a question and answer event. It's more a presentation. It's more a gathering and a
mm-hmm.
connecting and a communing. So
right.
I don't know yet if there will be a live chat, because there's not a lot of space to interact with the speakers in this event. Whereas normally
right.
when I host my events, it's completely interaction-based, so people are sending in questions and they're getting answered for on stage.
Oh, right. So that's a really different kind of thing. And this is
mm-hmm.
a limited amount of time. But this will be a great thing for people for those people who don't know about Dr. Masaru Emoto's work. This will be very enlightening. And for those who have known about him, even myself, I mean, I was exposed to his work way back when. I was watching What the Bleep, Down the Rabbit Hole,
yes.
and getting all mm-hmm. into that about the water and the memory. And I guess I was pretty dense at the time. It took me a while to really get the message and to realize how much our own feelings and our beliefs about what is always happening to us, or, oh, the man always rejects me, oh, this always happens. You know, I mean, the little things that were happening in that movie to kind of illustrate the idea is really true,
mm-hmm.
because, and so, of course, it's just being stored in the memory of the water, which is in all our cells, and then that is basically creating a hologram of what's happening around us. So, so important at this time, I think, especially, and you know this very well, Antonia, from working with people like Franco, about the energies right now and how it's just, it's in this flow period right now. And so what I understand from what Franco was saying at the retreat this past weekend, or the other weekend, was that now a lot of timelines are collapsed and it's all in a wave. And so it's really about being in alignment with things. So the more that we can be in alignment with things for our highest good, then the better it is for everyone. So it's so nice. I mean, you're really pulling it all together, working with these people who are working on to increase consciousness, then with the energy papers, now Masaru Emoto. You're quite a connector, Antonia. You know, I'm just really, that's really coming out. Like, wow, what a big role you play. I mean, seriously, it's really exciting. And how isn't it cool to be able to do stuff like this, to bring people that are inspiring and, you know, to bring everybody together in this and then create whole new things based on the people that come together. So, yeah, I just think it's awesome.
Absolutely. I think what it is you know, just holding space to have that all happen. And you know, I've been speaking on and off stage since I was 12, so you know, I'm pretty comfortable being on stage, being off stage, and I think I just love the energy of bringing people together and co-creating, you know, so that you just feel it in every atom, you know, like you got to feel at the retreat where you're just surrounded, you're just supported. And I think, you know, as we go forward, you mentioned stuff happening in the fall. There's going to be some more, you know, let's call it uncomfortableness or some more tightening for people to be able to wake up faster. And I think, you know, August 14th, I see it as a shift in consciousness to peace. And for all of us worldwide, to be able to connect and to feel that power that we all have when we come together and we create. And, I mean, we're all doing it, you know, all the souls, we're all doing it. But there's still something tangible about whether you're live at an event with somebody or even if you're participating via live stream. There's a more human feeling of I'm creating this that I love about events.
Mm-hmm.
And it feeds community. It feeds co-creativity. It feeds like, yes, I'm going to go back to my life, and I feel so supported now. I know what I'm doing. I feel peaceful. I feel neutral. I know what's happening. And I think that's what these events are, because, you know, just like I'm sure you know about the experiment that was done, I believe it was with the HeartMath people, or years back when they were, you know, showing the power of meditation when they brought in transcendental meditation people to come to, I believe it was Washington, D.C., to meditate for 1 hour to see what that did. And in that one-hour meditation, the crime rate dropped drastically. Like, it wasn't like a little bit. It was a drastic crime drop. So every time we come together, and this is why this event is being hosted worldwide, every time we come together like that with an intent, and the intent for that night is a shift of our consciousness into peace. It doesn't mean that we'll wake up and the wars are all ended the next day, but we ripple out. You know, we're creating this, and it echoes out and echoes out and echoes out. And for all that are attending live via the Toronto event or attending live on the video stream, you know, there's just something human about knowing that you're part of something that is so big and feels so good that you've created. And that's why the event is happening, to do that, to come together with that spirit.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely creating a ripple and, you know, beyond what anybody can even know that it's doing, because people that are transformed, people that are transformed by these ideas go out and they have just a slightly different interaction with other people as they're going about their life, and it multiplies, and it is a really exciting thing. And gosh, you know, you were saying that one of the people that's going to be opening up your event is Carl Stedman. And I actually asked him to call in tonight, and I see that he is on the boards now. So, and you know him well, so I'm gonna bring him on, okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that'll be great. Hold on a minute. Let's check this out. Hello, is this Carl Stedman?
It certainly is, CJ. How are you?
I love your voice. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Hello, Antonia. Great to be here.
Hey, Carl, darling. How you doing?
I'm fabulous. Absolutely.
Good.
So Carl his accent is not from Toronto. It's actually from England, in case you couldn't tell. So Carl, what is it that you do? I mean, I know that you're a singer. I know that you work with children, but why don't you give a little introduction of what it is that you do, and do you have a website for people to check out?
I've been teaching martial arts most of my life, CJ. I came from Liverpool to Toronto in 1988. And then after quite a hard time in my life, I had an experience that shifted my consciousness in a drastic way, literally near enough overnight. And from that moment on, I started to... I actually became a singer. I had a mystical experience, and a week later I wrote my first song, which is The Light. And so I joyfully, I must say, because I love doing what I'm doing, I joyfully spread the message of like who we are at our essence. And I've become known as the sensei for children over the last few years. Children really seem to resonate with me, and probably because I'm a big kid at heart. So, I'm so blessed to understand what's going on. And then about 10 years ago, I was following Antonia, who's been doing an absolutely amazing job worldwide for many years, bringing in leading edge thinkers onto her show, Masterpiece Live. And I was very blessed that she introduced me to Franco about 5 years ago. And so now I'm a good friend of Franco's, who I love dearly, a man of immense wisdom. And I'm so honored to be part of this show, because Dr. Emoto had a huge effect on me. And like you said before, CJ, I watched What the Bleep Do We Know. And so after that, I just went and bought all his books, his CDs. I watched everything I could on him. And he basically, to me, he gave the proof of all the leading masters like Jesus and so many other great people who come to the planet saying we're all one and love is the answer. And you look at Dr. Emoto's work, and there it is right in front of you. It's proof positive. So, very exciting times.
Yeah, it is really exciting, and that's great to hear, you know, your story briefly. And I think that's awesome, Sensei for Children. And I remember you talking about the fact that you work in the schools. You work with Montessori schools. So it sounds like, which I think is a great method for teaching, and my daughter actually went to a Montessori school for a year, so even though she's no longer, I had my own difference with this school, but I definitely believe in that method, and basically anything alternative in working with education. And you have a really beautiful spirit, and I know that you were a big fan of Franco's and Antonia's from before, and I'd been seeing you, so it was so great to finally meet you. And I know I wanted to have you on my show, and then this show just happened to pop up very spontaneously. So thank you for agreeing to come on. And I wanted to have you on while Antonia was on to talk a little bit about this event. Now, how did you guys decide to do the song or do the singing thing for this event? How did you and Antonia work this out? Is there a story?
Antonia invited me. I was more than, please, yes. Peter and I, because Peter's an amazing composer, and Antonia sent me the message, and I'm like, yes, please.
Excellent.
I just thought it would be great to start off the evening with a peace concert, and I thought, let's get Peter and Carl to do this. And I sent them messages, and Peter said, well, I think I'm hearing a yes. I said, okay. Peter said, something's telling me I got to be there. I said, okay, Peter, you make it happen. And, of course, Carl was like, yes. So.
That's so funny.
And I just love music, so.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be great. So I definitely have to hear that. And then this is just so exciting. It sounds like it's going to be a fun party. You know, it sounds like all the coolest people are going to be there.
Yeah, it's a celebration for peace. And, you know, and all the music being sung by both Carl or Peter are all pieces they compose themselves. So it'd be wonderful to, you know, have them share their gift with everybody else worldwide.
That is going to be great. I wish that, you know, I had asked Peter to call in, but I don't know Peter's number, so I'm not sure. I do have some other people on the line. Is a 416? A 416 is probably a Toronto, right?
That's a Toronto.
Antonia?
Peter's not a 416 number.
Oh, he's not a 416. He might not be calling in. Then there's also a 715. I don't know, but he could be with us in spirit.
I might be Peter, but I'm not sure, oh. CJ.
I don't know.
I've got
his
number in my phone.
is the next letter with a 2? What?
I can't remember. I've got Peter's number stored in my cell phone that I'm on now, so I can't check.
Oh, I just want you to keep talking because I love that accent. Isn't that the cutest thing? I'm sorry, but I'm a big sucker for accents, so... I actually figured out that you were from Liverpool. You're close to Liverpool, which is pretty, I'm pretty impressed with myself that I actually could figure that out.
That.
I don't know how.
I was quite shocked when you pegged me on that, CJ. I really was. Because most people I'm either Irish or Scottish or South African or Australian, but not many people say English and even less say Liverpool. So you were bang on.
Mm. Well, it must be a past life influence of mine. And, God, you know, I want to keep coming back to any event that I can come to. That's so funny what you were saying about Peter and Antonia, because I remember when Peter decided to come to the event at the Oneness Center, it was the same thing. I think I'm hearing a yes, or I think I have to come. So, but, you know, you guys live there, so how could you not go to any of those things? I mean, even you, Carl, you were going to have an event that weekend, and then you ended up coming to the Oneness Center instead.
Yeah, that's it was meant to be.
Yeah, and it's a really great community. So this event, so people can check it out at emototoronto.com, or they can go to masterpiecelife.com. So apparently there's going to be some singing. So I guess a website is, would people be able to find your music, Carl, if they wanted to check you out before the show by going to YouTube or for your Facebook page?
Yeah, if they Google my name, I have a lot of things, interviews and my songs on YouTube, so we can catch it there, or MySpace. But if we Google it, MySpace will come up as well.
And how do you spell your last name, Carl?
STEDMOND.
Okay, STEDMOND. So it's Carl Stedman. And you're also on Facebook. That's pretty easy to look you up there. You have shared with me some of your music. It's very inspirational, very heartfelt. I look forward to talking to you again in the future about your music, but I'll definitely be listening to your show, and I think you guys are just going to have the best time. And I can't imagine with all these people that it's going to end in just 4 hours' time, Antonia. You're going to have to be brief with that. You're going to say, okay, you only have 1 hour. You're going to tell Franco he only has 1 hour to talk.
well, the thing is, you know, the event might end time-wise, but I think we're all going to be so wired and buzzed that, you know, we'll be going on for a long time.
I'm sure it'll be the after party at the show. But that is so exciting. And, you know, Antonia, wait, Carl, have you tried these energy papers or the energy stickers? Have you been using them too?
I have actually, yeah. I got them when we had the retreat about a month ago, and they're absolutely fabulous, yeah.
Absolutely. Wow. So everybody's using them, pretty much. Anybody that went to that retreat is using them, pretty much. Yeah. And
well,
now...
Yeah, what happened with the...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah,
sorry.
With the energy papers, what happened is, you know, before, like we said, we, you know, Sifu James Su started giving it to us in small groups to test back in March. So... We'd have a couple of calls, and I think it's up on masterpiecelife.com. If you go to the clearing and activation tab, there's a lot of stuff that I've done, Franco's done, and there's Qigong energy transmissions that Sifu James has done. And, you know, often in the beginning, the introductions, like I kind of get a little brief intros on how we were doing with Energy Paper, but he didn't want it put up until he could stabilize some stuff. And he felt that, you know, in the beginning, only he lasted for 3 days, and then he kept working with it, and we kept evolving it and giving him his feedback, and people, you know, were having their experiences with it. People were having, you know, not only, you know, pain removed in joints, and every time we give him feedback, he goes back in and looks at what needs to be altered. One thing I must say about the Energy Code paper is that it is not to be used in any way to disempower someone or disempower humanity. And he did purposely leave a specific energy in the paper that if somebody is to use the paper to harm another person or another being, it will drain your own power. Because he was the power that the paper transmits is very strong, very powerful. So he absolutely wanted to make sure that it was not going to be abused or misused. So you know, and up on the website, it does talk about that. Do not use this to any way harm another being, because if you do so, it will drain your power out, and, you know, it will cause illness in someone. The intent of the paper is for it to be shared with humanity to assist, and that's the full space of it. So, yeah.
Great. You know, I am looking also with the chat to see if there's any questions for you about these papers, because I know people are actually trying to find them.
So maybe we should just say quickly, the paper is on the site, and then, you know, what Carl was talking about and what you have are the energy stickers. So to make a long story short, as we kept testing and trying, and Sifu James has different groups all over the world testing it and giving him feedback. A lot of them are groups with, you know, very high vibrational masters in their fields, and giving him feedback, he would alter and do stuff. So when we started, we were all sticking this, you know, paper on our chests, which, me being petite, is kind of interesting. Things kind of went off in all different corners. And then from the paper, I had said, okay, let's see if we can shrink it into a smaller size label. And when we first did it, the power was not as strong. The energy wasn't as strong. And then we made some modifications, and it worked. And his intent was always that the energy paper and stickers be used to assist the body to heal. So what we have now done is now we've got them down to a little sticker to be put on, you know, specific areas. One we call the heart, or the message center on the body, or if somebody is in pain in a specific area, you would just stick the energy sticker on that particular area. So I'll give you actually a cool story about the energy sticker. So my husband and kids went away this weekend at a friend's cottage. They got invited away for a father and kid weekend, which was lovely. And then Sunday night I get a phone call that, oops, I might emerge. And there was an accident, and he sliced his finger in three locations and got cut to the bone.
Ooh.
So, yeah, got cut right down to the bone. And got stitches, and it was a massive amount of pain, and it took him a long time to be seen. And so they finally got home last night, and, you know, they had given him some painkillers, but even with the painkillers, he was in massive amount of pain, and he still had to drive home. It was about a four-hour drive. And he got home, and I said, okay, do you want to try a sticker? He goes, yeah, can you please get me one? So I gave him two Tylenol, and gave him two Advils. Now, he had already been on much stronger pain medication from the hospital that he was given, and he was still taking. So just before bed, I put one of the energy stickers on the most painful area on his finger, and he went to sleep. And then, you know, he rested, in the morning he got up and he said, oh, my God, that's amazing. I said, what? He goes, I barely feel it. I said, well, what do you mean? He goes, the pain. The pain's mostly gone. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, that's cool. He said, it couldn't have been the Advil, because the stuff I was on before was way stronger. So, you know, it's still uncomfortable, but the pain, and has reduced drastically. And then I was working with him a bit with the energy paper, and he was saying, you know, he could feel as if things were crawling and kind of coming together. So kind of like almost as if he could feel, you know, the skin and the cells kind of like coming together and working together. So that was just a cool written testimonial on, you know, the power of energy stickers. He's been, actually, he hasn't taken any painkillers all day. And he's just been having the energy paper on his finger, and he's been able to manage just fine.
Wow. So, that's great.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
So how people can get the energy stickers, because right now you can only download the energy paper off the website, and I would say start with that. What we've been doing is if people do want energy stickers, then they would need to, you know, send a self-addressed postage-paid envelope to my address, and the address is up on the Masterpiece Life website on the Contact Us tab. If they send an envelope with postage-paid, please make it be a letter-size envelope so that we can fit them in there properly. Please don't send a small little postcard envelope. They're harder to work with. Then we will send back some stickers. And right now, that's, you know, there's no cost for that. It's free for humanity. If people if people can contribute, they can do that on our sites, and we greatly appreciate that. But it is shared freely with humanity.
Yay! Oh, so I mean, God, you gave me so many of the stickers, and that was really so wonderful for me. I felt like that was such a great gift. I wish that it could have changed the traffic and gotten rid of the traffic that I had to drive through. You told me that it would be bad as I was leaving, and I was like, ah, it doesn't matter. I still went. And so, but it's funny because I'll just say, I had a friend of mine, my neighbor, who's a shaman, use it for her. Her ankle's been causing her problems for like the last month. And I'm like, here's the energy stick. So she, after she took a shower, she put one on her ankle, much, much better each day, getting better and better. So
that's wonderful. Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So it's really cool. And I'm so glad that you'll have those at the event. And, gosh, you know, I just want to be, I forgot to do that with my water. You told me about the water, so I have to.
And
do you think it's best
really
to do it?
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the thing from the website or a sticker?
Yeah.
Or would it be either one?
You know, it's really easy to download from the website, and then you take... on the left side, there's a single cold paper and there's a double cold paper. Take the single cold paper, print one off, and, you know, what I do is I just attach it. I have an old Brita container that I attach it to, and I just put water in there and I leave it. You know, we say that within 15 minutes it will purify the water. And if you want to use the water as a vibrational medicine, or I should call it vibrational assistance, then let it sit for an hour. And what it helps to do is it raises the vibration to 5 to 8, or, you know, which is also called heart resonance. It's called the Earth magnetic core resonance. But 5 to 8 is specifically the frequency at which DNA repairs itself. So the energy cold paper and those stickers are specifically to assist with DNA repair. And so, you know, that's why when we open up on August the 14th, what Sifu Jens will be doing live is, after doing a little bit with the energy paper, he will be working energetically with everybody to assist them. Now, you know, most of humanity is if we were going to kind of look at our vibrational level, most of humanity is somewhere at around 100. And it's rising quickly. So our intent is to assist as many as possible to, you know, shed the veils, as we call them, or, you know, come up higher. We already are high, high vibrational beings, but we've taken on these cloaks or veils, or, you know, we've disguised the power that we have. And the energy sticker and the energy paper and all the clearings that we do is to assist people to step back into the realization of what you really are, which is this high vibrational being. And, you know, the energy paper or stickers are a great tool. So at the beginning on August the 14th, we will start working with that for people live. Right. Now, the last time we did this live, and same thing, we only had about 20 minutes to do it. We did it on one of the programs that Sifu James Fu and I do monthly on Masterpiece Life. Last time we did this live, one of the testimonials that I got sent in was someone who had an abscessed tooth that was going to be having a root canal done to. And she emailed me saying, you know what, my pain is pretty much all gone. The abscess tooth has healed, and I no longer need to have a root canal. So that's pretty
wow.
amazing.
Yay. I need that. I wonder if it works on, does it do root canal? No, it doesn't actually do root canals, but it keeps you from having to get the root canals. I'll tell you, can you put more than one sticker on your body, or is one sticker enough?
It depends. you know, we talk about putting, you know, as Carl knows from being at the event, I mean, everybody going around, you know, opening up their shirt to say, where is it? We recommend putting it on what we call the message center. And the message center is if you were to take the midline of your body, this center of your body, and then if you were to kind of mark off where your prepubescent nipple line was, and about a finger beneath, there's kind of like this little flat, round zone. It's kind of, you'll see that your finger just kind of sits in there. And that's in Qigong what we call the message center. So we recommend that people put the sticker on the message center to help overall, to assist with just repair. Because when the energy comes in the body, it shoots up to the pituitary gland, which is where the master DNA cell for the body is kept, is stored. You know, from the first division of fertilization of the egg. And then it kind of starts going down your body and kind of doing this kind of check, 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 check. And then where it finds that it means repair, it goes to work to assist the repair. You know, as long as the soul has allowed this to happen, right? Because if you need to go through an experience in order to wake you up for your journey, the soul will take over and say, not yet. But for those that are ready to move on and let go, it can be of great assistance. So that would be, so if you're going to put one in the midline of your body, in the center, then we say, or as James says, don't be greedy with the energy. don't get greedy. You can put it on another area, but you wouldn't put it on that what we call the same meridian, right? So say, for example, you had a sore throat. Then you wouldn't put it on your throat because you already have one, you know, in the midline of your body. But let's say you're wearing one in the midline of your body and you have a sore ankle, then you could put one in the heart, in the message center or the heart chakra area, and you can also put one on the ankle, right?
Okay, exactly.
Because they're not on the same meridian lines, right? They're not part of that same energy flow. And when you do put the stickers on, you those that have received stickers will see that there's kind of like a little triangle up top. That's just to help you realize what's the top of the energy code, so that you don't flip it. And then you would put that arrow facing up into your body. Right. So,
right.
For example, if you're going to put it on your ankle, then you would put it with the arrow coming into your body, not away or to the side.
Right. Facing upwards.
Right. Yes.
Facing towards your heart.
Yes.
Up to the heart.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's great to know. So my friend Christine, she could put it on the heart chakra area and also on the ankle. And
yes.
I guess I have enough.
Or on the elbow.
Yeah. Or on the knee or wherever it is you have a pain. No, I really don't have any pains other than programs coming up wanting to be released. That's really for me, it's more of like emotional stuff that's coming up.
People have found that it has helped them a lot with emotions. Because, you know, when Frank was on the show, we talk a lot about coming back to neutrality, being in a neutral state. And that is also what the energy paper and stickers help you with is that when you have it on you more and more, people find that it's easier to be the observer in the situation and then come back to a neutrality, come back to center. So, you know, something may be happening at work and there's a flare-up, and you're not as involved in the drama. You can observe the drama. Or if you go into the drama, you come back out right away. You're not drained by it or pulled down by it. So it absolutely assists with emotion. And for that, people who do not have chronic pain that you're dealing with, then absolutely we advise you to put it in the message center, which is where we were talking about, on the midline of the body, about a finger's width beneath the prepubescent nip line where it would join in the middle. You would wear it there. And that would be to help with overall emotions and just overall body repair that you're not aware with. Now, people have also told us that when they've made energy water with the paper and then that they've used it to wash their faces, that their skin is getting tighter. Now, I haven't tested that out, right? Like we said, we have different groups trying it and reporting back, and then James kind of goes back and does his thing and works on it and gives it back to us. And right now we're at version, I think, 9 since he got the first information to do the paper back in March. So there are many uses of it. We're still testing it a lot, and we tell people, download it, use it, send us your feedback, because as you give us feedback on what it's assisting or what it has not been assisting you with, then we look at it again and see, okay, what needs to be modified or changed to make it happen. Now, with the paper, we did find that people that had, let's say, cancer or had strong illnesses, that it is best to change the paper every 3 days. We find that the paper kind of like pulls and draws stuff out and then depletes. So then it's best to reprint a new paper. You can just destroy the old paper, reprint a new paper, reprint a new paper.
Okay. Good to know.
So I'm kind of trying to condense 5 months' worth of testing into like a couple of minutes. So I hope that's not
I too know. You know, look at this. It's so funny. I mean, I'm just having a deja vu from listening to your shows and you know, remembering my own shows. Was like, we'll just take a few minutes at the beginning of the show to talk. Now it's been like an hour. We've been on the air. We're still not done talking about the event. We're still talking about the. I mean,
no.
It's so hard to get the show. I mean, it's so easy to go 3 hours. This is why a 2-3 hour show. It's no problem, and we don't even have commercials. Thank God.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, thank goodness.
But you know, that's also why we're having Sifu James open up. The power of consciousness.
Great.
On August the 14th, because you know after Peter and Carl you know have their concert and are already raising the vibration with their music, then Jifu James comes on and works with the energy of all that are present live in Toronto and online, because to him it doesn't matter. He gathers everybody and then he works with them. And it's quite impressive. I mean, you know, Carl was at the retreat you couldn't make it to, and it was, you know, we had a healing circle, and when we were done, James goes, there are 3 people here that wouldn't allow healing, and he was going around, and he found the 3 that, you know, weren't receptive to healing, and he went and tried to work on them, and he's very acute and gifted that way.
That's so nice. Hey, you guys, I want to just say that Peter Nelson has been messaging saying he's trying to get on. So let's just quickly bring him on, and then we'll finish up this talk about this thing, and then I'm going to open up to some callers. And if you guys want to stay on, that'll be great. But if you have to go, I understand. Okay, cool. So I'm going to see if this is – he said he's calling on Skype. Let me just check in the chat and make sure. All right, Peter Nelson, I'm going to see if this is you. If it's not, I'm just going to keep looking, just because first I want to see if we can talk to Peter. So let's check this out. Hello. Hi, this is CJ. Who is this 1111 number? Hello. Okay. I don't think this is Peter Nelson, so I'm going to put you off for now. You might be a friend of somebody else in the chat, but I'm going to turn you off now. We love you anyway. And let's see. I don't know. You know, I have somebody on here. They're called Cobb Noodle. I'm not sure if that's a Skype number, but I'm going to see. We'll see who this person is. Hello.
Hello?
Is this Peter Nelson?
Is this Cobb Noodle.
I love that name, Cobb Noodle.
Thank you.
You know what? We're looking for Peter Nelson, so we'll come back to you when we're ready to take some callers, Cobb Noodle. You're one of...
That's fine.
Okay, thank you so much. Love that name.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. I'm going to mute you now. All right, then. So I am not seeing... I'm going to try this last one, 612. Would that be? Let's try everybody. That could be. We'll see. I'm going to see. Hello. You're on the
CJ
Miller show.
That's me, CJ. Elizabeth Diamond. Silly.
Oh, this is Elizabeth Diamond. Hello, Elizabeth Diamond, who's also a radio personality here, has her own podcast, the Diamonds Are Forever show.
I
want
to say hi to
Antonio.
And I was just listening because I had to go downstairs and do laundry, so I had to dial up on the phone.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Oh. Hi there.
Good to hear you, sweetheart.
That is so... Yay. That's so cool. I'm so glad you called in. You know, I'm trying to get a person. I don't think Peter's on, but we were trying to get Peter Nelson on. And I don't know if you've been listening to the whole show, Elizabeth, but Peter Nelson is going to be one of the people with Carl Stedman that's going to be performing at the beginning of this event that Antonia is hosting. And, boy, these two guys, they're such great energy. So, and I know you love music, too, so...
Cool.
They're going to be great. I would love to have, if you guys can put a recording together, send it to me, and I'll try to, you know, play it on the radio for everybody here.
Yeah, and I'll play it on my show. I'll play it on my show, too. We'll use it as an intro, or the andro.
That's great.
That.
So,
Thank you, CJ.
This is Elizabeth, this is Carl, and you know Antonia. And so thank you for doing everything that you're doing to raise consciousness, too, Elizabeth. Love having you as a regular listener and a friend and doing all the stuff that you're doing. And Elizabeth also does a show with Franco. We all have the Franco connection. We're all lovers of Franco.
Yeah, yeah. Hello,
so,
Elizabeth.
Hello. Nice to meet you. Yes, this is synchronicity time. We're dialing up, everybody, right? Antonio into healing. I just know it. I know her, so. Glory. Carry on, CJ, and I'm going to be listening in, and
okay.
I'll talk to you.
Thank
I want
you.
To talk to you offline, and you, Antonio, that, everybody.
That
awesome.
Would be great. Let's definitely, you call my people, they'll talk, we'll set something up, my dear.
Yeah.
Just
okay,
kidding
here.
About.
Bye.
You give me a call, my dear. Okay, much love to you. All right, thanks,
you
thanks
too.
For listening,
love you.
Elizabeth. I'll... Take care, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, that's so sweet. You know what? I guess we're just going to... Oh, here's... Let's see. Now there's a 705. Is that... I don't know if Peter's coming on, but...
705 is probably Peter.
Okay, let's try it. Let's see. Who is this person? Hello, you're on the CJ Miller Show.
Hi, CJ. How are you doing? It's Peter.
Hi.
Oh,
it's Peter!
We found
him! Yay!
Oh, so good to connect. Hello, Antonia.
Hey, Peter, honey.
Yes, sorry, I was on and off and grappling with Skype, and it wasn't working. The show was appearing, disappearing, so I missed little bits. But, it was wonderful to meet you at the event, and what a wonderful group of people to be with. It's just, to be in their company just lifts your vibration. It's wonderful, and it links. It really does.
Totally. Oh, my God, I was so happy to finally meet you. Only knowing you through the beautiful picture of your dog, I didn't know what you look like, but you're very cute in real life, great energy, and you got up and sang that Saturday night. You guys, everybody, we were at this event at the Oneness Center, and it was such a chill, cool event, the Saturday night. There was like a bonfire, And there was a musician there who was singing. I can't remember the guy's name. I don't know if you remember.
Anthony.
But he had a beautiful voice, Anthony. And he did a great job. And then after that, everybody was like, Peter, go up there. And then you went up there. And so fun, such a lighthearted energy. And I'm so excited to hear your music. And you told me all about how you and Carl are working together. So I just think that it's great. And then, you know, synchronicity is so quick to happen. Now you're going to be at this event. So, and now you're on my show. So here you go. You couldn't be any quicker.
Well, thank
yeah,
you so much. It's good to be here.
Mm. Well, thank you. You have a great radio voice, too. You should be on radio. You're really, you sound good.
I just finished 5 days. Five people from the retreat came up to the Manitoulin Island. And we spent, well, four and a half days running around kayaking and camping and going to the powwow. We went to the Dreamer's Rock, which is a sacred energy spot, and it was wonderful.
Wow.
A lot of fun.
How fun. People from the retreat were they came up and just had special time with you?
Mm-hmm.
They're so lucky. What are you, like a special guide, like a spiritual guide for people? Is that what you...
I'm just a guy. But what a guy.
I don't know about that. So tell me about the connection with you and Carl. How did you and Carl come together in this music thing?
Okay, well, I've been a seeker for a long, long time and just stumbled upon Franco about a year ago. And they had a thing called Conscious Conversations, which is happening again this weekend, in which I'm bringing two people from the island to. And I met Carl there. He hosted it. And, I mean, his energy is unbelievable. And he's so, what's the word, just focused. When he sings and when he performs, he's absolutely present and just captures you. And I thought, wow, this guy is fabulous. So we get talking, and, of course, it's like putting a match to dry wood. It just took off. And we thought we have to do something together. So we've been working for the past little while. We're going to create a children's album. And it's all... basically full of Francoisms, and it is just very uplifting, and we're just in the middle of it now. And we're going to see. We'll do a little bit of work on it when we get together for this upcoming retreat, and hopefully we can pull one of them off at the Dr. Emoto event.
Mm-hmm.
But he works with children. He works in a Montessori school, and he's just a magnet. I've been wanting to do this for about 3 years. But I'm busy. I have a day job, and I really can't go out and do it. I need somebody who is, you know, who could really present this. And he's the guy, and he has so much energy, and it's just a dream.
Wow.
Thank you very much. I'm just your mirror brother. That's so nice, and I feel exactly the same about you. Of course, that's why we met. Law of Attraction.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. That's so
fabulous. So, yeah, so he's just a joy to be around, and he's so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to, like I said, we've been working on this thing, and we're going to, you know, just massage it and get it to the point where it flies. I mean, he's giving it wings.
Hmm. That's so beautiful that you met through Franco and through, you know what I mean, and then you guys know Antonia. And then it's all coming together so that you're going to be playing for another audience at this event on the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just so exciting. I can't wait to hear the finished product, or if you finish some songs, maybe you could send me something and maybe I could have you guys both on a show. We could talk about what you're doing because... You know, just like Antonia and I coming together to do this, and all of us coming together, I feel like this is such an exciting time where everybody's just kind of standing up, taking their part, and saying, you know, this is what I have to offer for the highest good of all involved. And when we can help each other to bring our creations to life, it's even more beautiful. So... I just think it's awesome. And, you know, the divine masculine coming together. There's a lot of masculine energy at this thing, Antonia, and you're the feminine power kind of holding it all together. Surrounded by all these wonderful men. How exciting for you.
it's a joy to serve, that's for sure. I would like to say something about these events. My experience, this last event, I mean, when you're there, you're in the company of people like Antonia Franco or James Fu, you know, they lift you up so high and it stays with you for a few days. And my experience, when I came back home from the retreat, I was just walking on air for about 2 days. And just simple, the paradigm certainly had shifted because basic experiences like driving were an absolute joy. Feeding was fun. Going too slow was fun. Getting stuck in a traffic jam was enjoyable. I was just enjoying everything. And it's the experience of having your frequency lifted is absolutely wonderful. So I can't say thank you enough to all of them. I mean, they work so hard and they put so much together for the benefit of humanity. And to drink from that cup is just wonderful. And again, I can't say thank you enough to all of them. But I should actually, I'm actually on a long distance call, so I'm probably going to get off the line.
Thank you for calling in and joining.
Well,
it's our pleasure. Our pleasure, and thanks for taking the time to, you know, let us know that you were on the line, because I feel like this was a really nice mix to have everybody that could be present for this part of the call. So thank you so much, Peter, and you could say goodnight to the other guys, and then you'll still be listening to the call, so that'd be great.
And it was an absolute pleasure to meet you, CJ. So, thank you. Good night.
My pleasure. Thanks, Peter.
Good night, Peter.
Good night.
Much love to you, Peter. Oh, that is so sweet.
He's amazing.
He's wonderful. You know, you know, the only thing that would have been nice to have you at the entire event, both of you guys, to have you longer, because I didn't spend as much time with the two of you, obviously, because I didn't see you for the whole thing. And Tony, I'm so glad you came for a little bit of the event, and then I got to meet you at your house. So I know I'm going to be coming back for other events up there. It's just a hop, it's just like a stone's throw away from where I live. And then the cool thing is, so many people that came to the event were from were people that were just turned on to Franco through the shows that I've been doing with Franco. One of the people that's in the chat room tonight, Gemini Moon, she was at the event, Teresa, and we became really good friends, and that was so cool. Then there were some other people, a girl named Eleanor, and her daughter, Allie, and who else, another guy named David, and then a woman named Ravinder, who was a good friend, who may be coming to your event. I'm sure that you guys will see her again. I'm not sure if you remember, but she lives right in Toronto. It's actually going to... So, Antonia, I don't know if you, Carl, and Antonia, if you want to stay on the call, but I'm going to be opening up for some other call. Yeah? Okay, great. Excellent. And chime in if you have anything to add to, you know, whenever you feel like saying anything. This is a very loose show. I wanted to take... Let's see, I know we have Cobb Noodle that was holding on. What a cute name. And my friend Rav is there. We also have this 612 number. Let's take, I know there was a question. I'm going to look in the chat and see. I'm not sure where their number is. This is the problem, that sometimes as we were looking for Peter, it took several people to call through. So I'm going to see if this one is, if this is somebody who wants to... Go ahead.
And maybe, CJ, while you're looking for somebody, I should just say that we've had quite a few requests for people who, you know, because of the time shift, cannot be present. If we're recording it, and then will it be available after? And we're doing our utmost to do that. That is our intent. So, you know, I would just say for that, you know, tune to either... you know, join the Masterpiece Life email list, which you can do at masterpiecelife.com, or through Facebook, you know, through myself, Antonia Hoggins, which is H-A-G-E-N-S, or the Masterpiece Life Facebook page. You can just find that. And I'm sure Carl will put it up, and, you know, there'll be a whole slew of us posting, advertising it right now. So, but, you know, for those of you that are especially you know, anywhere where you can tune in live to be part of it, I highly, highly, highly recommend that you do that live, because the energy would be phenomenal. The energy would be absolutely phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So really encourage you to, you know, whether you're coming in Toronto or whether you're watching via the live stream. And if you haven't watched the live stream, you know, I must say I think I do live streaming a lot differently because I'm very conscious of, you know, how our community is global. So I make sure that even if you're in your living room, you feel like you are at the event. And I actually had I had friends who used to come to all my events, all my seminars and retreats, and then I noticed that they weren't coming anymore. But they were always signing up for the live stream. So I asked them, "Why aren't you coming?" They're like, "Are you kidding me? We love being. You know, they were saying, "You make us feel like we're right in there with you, and we're in our living room on our couch and pouring ourselves a cup of coffee. Why would we deal with traffic?" So, you know,
too
so
easy.
If you can't be physically in Toronto and you're participating via the live stream, you know, you will feel like you're there, because I'm very conscious of that, and you know, just connecting and making everybody feel like we are all together. So I just wanted to pass that on.
I would totally agree that, you know, and that's the thing. I can't tell you how many of the live stream events that I've gone to. Well, I could. Maybe there's been about 6 or 7. But really, it's so nice, because for a whole weekend, if it's for an evening or a weekend, you could put it on. You can just have it on, because the vibration of it, even if you can't listen to it at the time, the vibration of it is going to lift you up. And I would hope that
Absolutely.
You're, and I'm sure you will. Yeah, you'll have some recording. I can't imagine you not, because you often do have recordings of things. I know you don't want to say yes for sure, but that sounds like a perfect thing, because your audience is so worldwide. And so for some of the people, this would be the middle of the night for them, that they wouldn't be able to listen to it live, but they'd really like to be a part of it. And yeah. For $9, you really can't go wrong. I mean, that's a very expensive coffee at Starbucks, $9. It's almost nothing. <you know?
laughs> Yeah.
So totally, totally worth going. I am going to look, okay, I know, thank you for filling up the time there. You're so good at this. We should do this together, Antonia. You're natural. You know, oh, there they went. So my friend Rav is now gone, and the other person, the 111, is gone. But there are some people with their hands up. So, oh, I know who went off. So Carl, like, actually left the show. Now it's just you and me, Antonia. But let's see.
No,
let's take. Yeah,
yeah,
we'll take a call.
I think Carl was calling in on his cell phone, so that would get to be really expensive for him.
Oh, well, we just want to say, Carl, you're wonderful. Anytime you want to come on, love to have you on the show, and have a great event on the 14th. Thank you so much for being here with us. Anybody that wants to look up his work, Carl Stedmond, Stedmond, and check him out on Facebook or YouTube. But I'm going to try to take this call, Antonia, and everyone here. It's a 289 number, so let's see if we have any questions or comments from our callers. Here we go. Hi, you're on the C.J. Miller Show. You're live.
Okay, you've got me again, C.J.
Oh, I've got you.
yeah, my cell phone, it cut off, so I called back in to get in. But I'm back.
That's okay. Do you want to go back on mute, or would you like to listen? Would you like to still be part of the show?
Oh, no, I'd love to be part, absolutely.
Okay, you're on the show then. That's fine. Stay with us. You know, we do not have it. I'm looking. Let's take a call. This was a person who was on the phone before, Cobb Noodle. Love that name. I'm going to go back to them. So, hello, Cobb Noodle. Are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Did you have a question for any of us, for Antonia?
No, actually, I just will have a little personal experience within the last week and a half that has come into my development, I should say, personal development. I had my own awakening back this year in March 22nd, something like that, and it was completely life-changing. There's no comparison to how I felt like my body was completely, like, charged from head to toe, every fiber of my being. Like, it was crazy. And I've never been the same since, actually. Quite life-changing experience to have an awakening. No matter
That's
what you want to label it, a Kundalini awakening or what have you, but yes. And then after that, things just literally, like, I was having synchronicities before, and then after that, like, it was like I was born into the world again and then some. And so my self-awareness and my knowledge has only been increasing. Even though, and now I'm glad I have this knowledge to recognize this, even though, like, say, a month and some change later, I'll feel like I've reset. And really, I've come to know that during those times, what I have gathered is now I'm anchored and now I'm ready for more. So during that time of when, okay, this, and this understanding is now anchored in me, I feel like I'm just back to a blank canvas in some felt way. So I've learned to recognize that. So now I'm like, oh, good. Now whatever I've been going through before is now anchored. Now what's next? I'm ready, because now I can recognize that I've reached a plateau, and that is I'm now on level ground yet again, but on a higher standing. Makes sense?
Definitely. I mean, you know, it sounds like you're talking about, like, what I think of when you're speaking is downloads that happen for many
yes,
of us.
It could be that. I'm going through the process of sorting out what is, so to say, downloading. And once I grasp the understanding, it is then in the same correlation of terminology. It is now then installed in me. So now I'm just, okay, next one.
Mm-hmm.
So I am, you know, all-encompassing higher self in body, light body, or whatever awaits me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but I'm very excited for the future of humanity from every spiritual, whether it be Teal Swan, Bashar, you guys, we're all buzzing about the same, I guess, not end goal, but culminating humanity, I guess, if you will, of world peace. And just hand-in-hand cooperation and everything's peachy keen 24/7. But recently, I want to tell you personally, for me, I've been seeing what I believe to be beyond the veil, quite literally. I'm seeing things that I've never seen before, and I would say it's like visualization not on steroids, but visualizations heightened and more easily seen. I want to give you the example. Just within the past week, my cat has died, who's been over my parents' house, so they had him cremated. I didn't know it that same day that had happened, so I hardly ever think of my cats. But I had my awakening, so I was talking to the animals as I visited my parents. So I was like, look, if any of y'all, you know, die, I know your cats, and I know you understand me now. If you die, I want you to remember my words. Be with me. Lo and behold, just recently, my cat died, Fluffy Butt. So I went over to my parents, and I picked up his urn, and immediately I felt him. I connected with him, and he's never left my side since. He was at my feet at that time, brushing up against me as if he was still in his body.
Mm-hmm.
But I would see straight through him into the wood floor. But I would see him. It's like it's superimposed. But it's not like I'm dictating his movements. He's there in his own accord. But in the same sense, I can think of him and call him to me just as equally, no different. It's just really wonderful. And on top of that, and this is crazy in a sense for those like my fiance who doesn't like hearing about this stuff. So I don't really talk as much as I see. But I've seen a unicorn poke through my closet door. I see huge trees, like, in the middle of my living room. I've seen fairies. I've seen all sorts of what you would hear in a fable. I've communicated with nature. I've communicated with bees. My blueberry bushes, I thank them when I eat them. And it's not that they audibly communicate. It's more of a felt, like, I feel like they've appreciated me. Now, I have communicated. Well, not I speak and hear them back, but it's all, in a sense, the mind, if you will, connects. Because just like heat and cold and speed, it's unseen, but the perception thereof is felt. So when I would communicate with trees, they have their own personality. And the way that they communicate there is also different than, like, a rock. They all have their own sense of humor about them and individuality.
You know, what's your name? You must have a real name
of course you want me to call you
other than Cobb Noodle.
My name is William Gianelli. My Skype name...
Oh, you're William. You're the friend of Ken. Okay, so I picked the right number.
I actually just spoke with him on Skype, and it was like we were clicking automatically. He said he expressed to me that he woke up 2 years ago, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm like, oh, my God, you poor soul. Because I
had no idea.
How miserable it has to be in a world full of people that are still sleeping.
I know. It's wow. I'm thinking there's so much that you're saying. I wish we could get, you know, we could go off on many tangents, but we don't have, we have some limited amount of time. But I just want to say I'm glad that you have some community and encourage you to find people that you can really check in with about all this stuff and so that you can be grounded or have somebody that's grounding you. I am not so visual with things, but I have lots of friends that see these things. I tend to be the grounded one. Working with people like Franco Di Nicola or my best friend Helene Lipson, who would see all those things and more. She was like, "Oh, there's Merlin with the cup of the Holy Grail. He's drinking. You know, we're going to drink. So, all right, I'll do it. You know, I'll just do all that stuff. But I don't really see it. But you know, we're not all. We don't all have the same job here on the Earth plane right now.
And
but
that's what
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I may, that's where I find a great appreciation in the knowing that I like. With this, just from the past week and a half now, that this has really been picking up. Like it's like just like focusing on the hand in front of your face, and then focusing literally in the same physical reality, the mountains in the background. It's just a shift in the focus of your conscious perception, which allows you to peer be through the veil, I should say. Not beyond, but through. Beyond just would imply how much you want to see that is there. It's almost like I would, if I were to depict it through my eyes, I would be accurate to say it's like a superimposing of the brain. But what distinguishes it from normal, you know, this is a bottle of water, now close your eyes and picture it sort of deal, is that they do their own thing without your intention to direct the thought that you are seeing. For instance, my cat would just be on my lap and just chill, but of course he's in the etheric body, so he can, like, go in and out whenever. Not only when I think about him, he appears, but he appears with a nuance that I don't even think I did that. It's so instantaneous. So, and more so, he's here with me. And when I see him, like, I feel uplifted with joy, like he's a familiar, as they call this, not like a ghost or something like that, but I think it's like a familiar, like a specter of a different sort of image that you would attach your emotional state to the word.
Sure.
So he's definitely good. He definitely brings me a lot of joy and comfort, and I know he remembers me, obviously, or else he wouldn't spend so much time right now at the corner of my table where he was when I was talking with Ken on Skype.
We have to bring this to a close, but I love kitty cats and wonderful. I'm so happy to finally to meet you because I didn't realize that I was actually taking your call, William, but Ken was talking about you. So thank you so much for calling in and sharing your vision, and it is very exciting. So
it is.
Please stay with us.
It's very wonderful and awesome to the word.
Yeah. Awesome. So thanks for sharing, my dear, and much love to you. And we will talk to you again. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye, William.
Thanks, William. Bye.
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 You know, CJ, just like what William was just saying, is that, you know, that's where we're all moving to. You know, as you pointed out, we all have different gifts, so some may see things differently.
Mm-hmm.
And as I know, as humanity moves forward, then the connection and communication we feel with all is just more available to everybody. Just feeling at one with the tree or feeling at one with the water, just feeling at one with wherever you are, that's where we all move into. You know, I'm sure all of us have experienced having a thought as something creative and someone else has that thought someplace else, or thinking we've created something and someone else has done it, because we are all connected, right? Everything else is an illusion. So we're all moving there in our own special way, because we all have different timing and schedule. You know, Carl, his gift is music and being able to pour his passion into music and sharing it, you know, not only with us but with children. That's where his passion is, and same with Peter. And, you know, we all, and you, it's, you know, with the show and bringing people together, we all have our thing to do and contribute. And I think that's the thing we all feel now, is that we're all being pulled together to create, you know, to create from oneness. And that's the beauty of what we're all, that's the beauty of what we're all moving into.
That's so true. And you know, it's really exciting, because I feel like more and more of us are coming into alignment with who we are at our core, and alignment with our higher selves. And,
absolutely.
And the energies are certainly like supporting that. And then, you know, I just feel like there's more and more people who have turned off their televisions, and instead of doing that, they're being creative, they're making music, they're meeting with other people and doing creative endeavors, art and music, and doing events like this and doing radio shows. And it's just so cool. There's so much more to do than be a passive viewer. And it, not to say that all TV is bad, but I think I used to, I don't know how you feel about it, Carl. I'm assuming that all three of us don't really watch a lot of TV.
No, I
haven't watched TV in over 15 years, so no.
No, 10 years for me.
Okay.
I was going to share with TJ that with William, what William said about he had a huge shift. I don't have children, so I spend most of my time talking about this, you know, the shift in consciousness. And I suppose I'd call it spiritual networking. I connect with people all over the world. And I just shared something on my Facebook a couple of weeks ago that every single day now, and a couple of weeks ago on a Saturday, I got six invites to meet-up groups in this area, and it's happening all the time. I just actually went to a meet-up group tonight, a new one, and there was about 40 people there, and I knew one of them in our local area. And I know an awful lot of people, because I've always put myself out there with the martial arts or what I do, and I'm, you know, so I'm always out there, and I know an awful lot of people who are into, I would say, on the path of spirituality or quantum physics. And like, I knew one person at this group tonight out of 40. So that's how quick, that's how many people are starting to really have a shift in consciousness, and it's the most incredible, exciting time that we're in right now. And it's happening all over the world, too, because I speak to a lot of people in different parts of, you know, different countries. And it's happening in their countries as well. Of course, we won't see it on the news, but it is happening, and it's so exciting.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely.
Yeah. It's definitely, it's the quickening, and it's happening all over. And I mean, down to the fact that, like, I moved to this town, Saratoga, New York, Saratoga Springs, upstate New York, and the first year I was here, I made no friends of like minds. I was pretty much in my own little hermit world, just on the radio, and that's how I was communicating and connecting with people. But once I opened up to it, I mean, it came to me through a friend that was not even spiritual. They hooked me up with a shaman friend. Then I met my next-door neighbor who has lived next to me for 18 years, total spiritual person, shaman, cool. And now I'm hooked into a whole bunch of people. So they were there all the time, and I think that's what it's I think that's got to be what it's like for people. You guys are lucky. There's all these really conscious people in that area. It's a very special energy in the Toronto area and the surrounding environs up there. And there's special, I don't know, there's something special about Canada. I feel like there, maybe there's something about the energy because you guys don't have the same history of war and aggression that we have in our collective consciousness in the United States. Not to say that there's not great people in the United States, hello, but I mean, there's a lot of spiritual people, there's a lot of seekers. But I don't know, there's something about the energy in Canada that's very special. Now, I guess I'm not going to say all Canadians are nice, but I have not met too many mean ones. And they
I
all
agree.
Seem, yeah, right? Because you're from another place. You're from England, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think I was sharing that with you at the retreat. When I first come to Canada in 1988, actually I came for a vacation in 1987, and I was near enough semi-retired at the time. I was married at the time, and we came in, and within 2 days I said to my ex-wife, I said, I want to live here. And I had two hairdressing salons back in England, and I had like 13 staff working for me. And so it was a lot to give up, you know, and I just won another big contract to open a big gym and a hospital. So it was basically a place to just print my own money. I was quite well off at the time. But I came to Canada, and I didn't really understand at the time why I just loved the energy until I read Eckhart's A New Earth, and he spoke about the pain body, which he spoke about before, about the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not as much of a denseness in Canada because they haven't been at World War, and you know, and so the energy, I love Canada. That's why I live here.
And I think
Canada.
Also, I mean, I think also the part with Canada is that I think more, and I think specifically the Toronto area, Carl, I think you might agree with on this, is I think more than any place in the world, you can find people of all nationalities here living. And, you know, you can go and, you know, have a food from almost every single nationality in the world. You can find that restaurant somewhere in Toronto.
Yeah.
And people here come together and share their culture. And so it brings upon so much diversity. And there's so much diversity in the city and in the outskirts that it is a very special energy of being able to come together and, you know, have this huge mix of humanity, you know, within a fairly small area. It's not like Toronto's, you know, space is not that huge compared to, like, say, New York or Chicago, probably the size of Chicago, I think. But we have a really strong and also a kind of an unconscious understanding that if you're coming here, you're coming to live in peace. You're not bringing whatever, wherever you came from.
Mm-hmm.
You're not bringing things that would cause separation. Right? You're coming here to, you're allowed to continue with your beliefs and still be part of the Canadian culture. So you're right, it does bring a different energy into the city. But you know what? I've been to all different parts of U.S. too. And I mean, it's like everywhere else there. I find out there, whether it's in Canada or the U.S. or London or France or Spain, there's always specific areas where there's certain pockets of energy just feel like you just flourish there more, right?
Absolutely.
And that's different
for
everybody. But, you know, there's been quite a few of us working here in Toronto to, for example, put together the Oneness Center, a lot of us. And a lot of people are having those kind of dreams worldwide, and they're right now, as you said, it's a quickening. People are actively working to do that together and to bring together free energy sources, to bring together healing, not only for, you know, human healing of the body, but physical healing of the planet. And I think many of us worldwide are connected by that pull. You know, you can't shut that off anymore. It's such a strong drive, you know. And I know you know it, CJ, because that's why you do your shows.
That is so true. I mean, it's you know, it becomes sort of addictive. It's funny because I really had no intention to do this show last week. I wasn't thinking that I was going to do a show. Mm-hmm. I did some interviews. I did an interview with Franco and his son, Mark DiNicola, and Joe Martino of Collective Evolution. And Franco's girlfriend, Kimberly, was filming. I kept trying to get her to get – I still haven't put that out because I was trying to get the video I did with you done. And, you know, it just worked out to have this thing come – it was funny because – here I am so much into, like, let's go with the flow and the energies, and I can't – for days I was frustrating myself with trying to get this video onto my computer from the Dropbox. Like, it was crazy. Me and Antonia and I are writing back and forth. And then once I realized, once I was like, all right, let's just relax, just have a good day. Like, I had to change my energy. Even with the energy papers, I was allowing my own stress of, like, wanting to do a good, like, okay, this is for the highest good of all involved. I was meant to do this. This is coming out. But maybe it was in a way, I have a feeling, I don't know if it was my own energy about being a little nervous. Like, I'm so comfortable on the radio or on these calls because nobody's looking at my face. But I realize when I do a video, so that's why I admire people like you guys who get in front of a bunch of people. It did. I even actually at the Oneness Center, I asked Franco to introduce me, and so he and his son, the people from Collective Evolution, introduced me, and we talked about the show. And I was so nervous to be in front of everybody. Oh, thank you so much. I was sweating. I was all like, you know, because there's something about being in front of people that does bring up a little more nervousness. And at the same time, this is something I've always wanted to do. I'm a bit of a ham. You know, I have a Leo rising. I like to be the center of attention in some ways. So, you know, I just think that for me, this doing this radio thing, and a lot of people that listen have their own shows, and you have your show, and I definitely want to do more and want to bring people together in community, and that's what I think is the greatest thing about stepping up and being a light in and of yourself, because then we're giving permission to other people to stand up and be the light themselves. And we all have our own unique flavor and our personality that people connect with, you know. And so if we all had an event together, different people would come that are, you know, attracted to us for their different reasons. And I think that's the greatest thing about everybody getting involved and not just allowing, I mean, maybe we can't all, like, sing at the same time, but why not? Like, I feel like we just have to keep putting it out there. And, you know, just like you're one – Antonia, you're one of the people who inspired me to get into this kind of work. It's really true. So this is like a dream come true to have you on my show. And you know, to have all you guys on, and that's why I wanted this show to be tonight, to be not just a way to talk about your event, which I totally believe in, and anything that my friends do, I want to help them promote. But also, I'm glad to have you guys here because I wanted to talk about my travels and how it was so – I've been wanting to meet everybody up there for a long time, since I first started getting into your work, Antonia, the work of Franco, the work of Collective Evolution. I was like, those people, there's something really cool about that. And this is the thing about this weekend that we went to at the Oneness Center, this event, so transformative. Got to meet Melinda DiNicola, who is Franco's daughter. She is such a lovely person, and I'm so excited for that center. And then there's more people. I just have to say there's more people. They keep talking in the chat about this very weekend. There's going to be another event, which I'm so sad that I cannot go to. I just can't keep running back to Canada, unfortunately. But there's going to be – I know, but I have a 4-year-old daughter, and I got to go to – you know, I have other things to do, but I would love to come. And there's going to be – what's the name of the event? Are you going to this one this coming weekend, Carl?
Yeah, I'm actually hosting it. I'm the I'm going to be the greeter, and I'm going to introduce Franco. It gives me great pleasure. I actually used to live there because, a long story, but friends of mine own the place, Kevin and Elsie, and it's called IAS, and it's an awareness center. And so I'll be, I lived there about a year and a half ago, so I'll be going back home. It's only about 40 minutes from where I'm living now. And yeah, Kevin and Elsie opened it with, again, to spread this awareness. And they've had some great guests there as well, you know. And Franco, this is Franco's second time. And it's going to be fabulous. Yeah, it's going to be fabulous.
Yeah. Wow, it's going to be, and Peter Nelson's going to be there again. And you're going to be there. And my friend Ravinder is going to be there. And I've actually asked Ravinder to call in. She is my friend who's a naturopath and an energy worker, an energy intuitive, who is based out of Toronto now. She's originally from Vancouver. Wonderful person. Introduced her to Franco and Kimberly, and we all had a great time. I want to take her call and just see what she can add to the conversation a little bit right now, you guys. So I'm going to see if I can grab her. She's supposed to be on Skype. Let's check this out. Let's see. Hold on. Is this Ravinder? Hello. Rav, is this you, Ravinder? Hello.
No.
Okay. No, you're not Ravinder? All right, then. What's your name?
It's Monica.
Monica. Monica?
Are you the Monica?
I am the Monica. Monica Dalton?
No, cool.
Oh, are you the one that was at the event?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. So you know Carl.
Hello, Mom. Of course, I know everybody.
Oh, this is the yoga teacher, my friend, my new friend. Hi. Oh,
yeah,
my God,
how are
that's
you?
So cool.
So nice
I'm
to
great.
Hear. So nice to hear everybody tonight, yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad. Do you know Antonia, Monica?
Yes,
Dalton.
Of course.
Cool.
Yeah, I think, you know, this is, I just, you know, silently listen in, and then I just, you know, it's just, it's a very nice harmony and energy and bringing together of everything that's meant to be in one place.
Oh, I'm so glad you called. I was thinking of trying to get you, and here you are. This is great. You see, things work out. Because Monica is one of the people who was at this retreat. And I can't remember the name of the retreat that was at the Oneness Center. What was the name of this retreat that we just went to with Franco?
Discovering You.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It was called Discovering You. And so just to highlight what you did, you did the morning yoga class. And what is it that you – so how would people find you? You do yoga and you also are a personal trainer, right?
Yes. I've been a private personal trainer for probably 10, 12 years, and ever since I started it, it just sort of expanded and just stretched into organically like yoga and other, you know, coaching and other realms of holistic wellness, because I found that the clients that I attracted were all, you know, world leaders and people that were doing work that was making a difference and that actually had larger amounts of people moving. And I never saw these people out. They found me. And all of my working relationships were years long. So they were all, you know, beautifully nurtured relationships. And my journey has brought me here. And interesting enough, you know, I am going through a lot of changes in a way where it's literally every day is just a new step and another step. And every step is a big step, but it's very humbling because everything goes into the unknown further, and it forces me to let go of huge pieces of my life that have been part of my life. And I was just smiling, you know, listening to everybody here, because everybody seems to have, or a lot of you guys seem to have, your own little journeys that are starting to take shape, whereas I find that all the identity I used to know as me is no longer part of me, but it's almost like my journey is stepping into the unknown and allowing that process to give me a definition or a role that I am to fill. It's very interesting. And it took me a very, very long time to come to being comfortable with this, you know? So
that's great. You know, it was, I'm so glad that you called in. We had such a nice connection when we met at the event.
I didn't get to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was so cool. I didn't get to go to your yoga class because, I'll tell you guys, the food was off the hook at this event. So I was eating like, I was eating so much. I kept telling people, I'm like, I just can't eat enough of it. I can't believe I lost 5 pounds while I was there because I was eating so much. But it was all really high vibrational, good food. So they come and tell us as I'm stuffing my face during breakfast, I'm like, yoga's in half an hour. I'm like, I'm sorry, but yoga's not going to happen this morning. I like this food a little too much. But next time we're doing the yoga before the eating because I really wanted to do your class. And I know you had reached out to me after a Franco show to say, oh, come to my class. So it was so nice we got to connect. And I think you're a beautiful person.
Lovely.
And thanks for calling in.
Absolutely.
Well, Monica Dalton, a yoga teacher, personal trainer extraordinaire, and you know, anybody that wants to, do you have a website or a Facebook page that people can check
you
out?
You know what? The Facebook or Twitter are the best way to find me, and it's just my name, Monica Kovacs, and Monica with a K.
Monica Kovacs, right?
Yeah,
that's right. I'm sorry, I was saying the wrong name.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
No worries. Twitter or Facebook, I'm always, you know, I'm pretty active there. So that's the easiest and
Monica,
to find me.
Okay. Kovacs is K-O-V-A-C-S. Monica Kovacs. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
Thank you
so much for calling in and sharing.
It's
and,
my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi,
Carl.
Lovely to hear your voice.
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay, much love to you, Monica.
Bye.
Take care, sweetheart.
Bye.
Oh, that is so nice. Well, I don't know where my friend Rav is. Let's try to take, maybe it's a 416, because that's usually, that's another Canada number. I love
that's
Canada. Lovely. This is just this is the love story about Canada. So let's see. Hello, Canada.
Hello.
You're on the CJ Miller Show. Is this Rav, Ravinder?
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
This is you.
Hi.
This is she. Hi, Ravinder. This is my friend, Ravinder.
Finally did it.
Yay.
Hello, Claudia.
Yay.
How are you?
Oh, I'm so happy to have you on. I've been trying to get you, but we ended up talking to my friend Monica, and I was mispronouncing.
Oh, no, that was
I know
great.
Another person named Monica Dalton, so that's so funny that I was giving her the wrong name. But I'm very good with first names, everyone, so just tell me your first name, and we'll be fine.
And hello, Carl and Antonia. Hello.
Hello, Ravinda.
Hey,
how
Ravinda.
Are
how are you, sweetheart?
Hi.
Hi.
I look forward to seeing you guys this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
This
I'm
is
looking forward to I don't think we've met
right.
before. Happy, Ravinda.
I think you guys met at the weekend. Did you,
yeah,
Ravinda,
we did.
Did you meet
we met Carl?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. See, I'm
okay. There are a lot
gone.
Of people.
And you're coming to Ayers this weekend, right, Ravinda?
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, great. It'll be great to see you there. It's going to
be
a great weekend.
It'll be fun.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, it really is.
So let's just tell people, how would they go on Franco Di Nicola's website if they wanted to go to this weekend at Ayers? Carl, do you know?
Yeah, I think Franco's advertising it, promoting it, and I am.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you could go to ayus.ca, ayus.ca, and they'll have
okay.
the information as well.
ayus.ca or francodinicola.com to check out this wonderful weekend. And this beautiful girl, Ravinder Gill, she is not only a friend of mine who I really love, and we've met at another event that my friend Helene Lipson and Greg Prescott and I all put on over in California, but you came to this past weekend, and now you're hooked. You're even going for another weekend, huh, Ravinder? So what can
I
you
know.
Share with
it was
us
just so
about...
good. It was addictive.
Franco is very addictive.
Oh,
yeah,
I know. I'm so jealous.
It was so great.
You're so lucky. You're so lucky. You're right there. You get to go. I wish that I lived.
Hi, Claudia.
I know. You know, if I didn't have to.
Vibrational state.
I know. God. So, so tell us a bit. So you had a great weekend. Now you're going to go to this other thing. And Rav, why don't you tell people about what you do? Because I'm not sure everybody knows you. You're an energy worker. What do you? Why don't you give yourself a little plug? Hello.
Okay, great. Yeah, I do energy work. I'm quite clairvoyant and psychic, and you know, this can be done remotely. It can be done in my office, and we check to see what's going on. If there's any programs or patterns or belief systems that are blocking you from what you need to do, or if there's pain in certain areas or an illness, and I look at what the energetic component of it is. I'm also a naturopathic doctor, so I look at it from both angles, and I'll actually tune into people and say, okay, you know what, 40% of your issue is physical, 60% of it is energetic, and I'll just let them know so that we can work on it from both angles. And just also really looking at, you know, where certain patterns are coming from and following that line all the way back to, you know, the past life or parallel life in which it originated from, and clearing it from that place. Looking at things in our lineage, traumas that we're carrying in our lineage that also need to be cleared. And really just helping us get more clear on our path, more focused on what we came here to do, in addition to figuring out what the physical body needs. So working on both levels that way to get all of us more aligned.
That's great. That is awesome. Yeah. And, I mean, well, you have a background in science, which makes you very grounded, and your work as a naturopath, you really know a lot of stuff. And then on top of it, the affinity you have with seeing energies, working with energies, I've got to get a session with you. Because we were so busy the whole time we were there, I didn't get to, you know, it's like there's only so many people you can get energy work with when you're all together. But
I'd love to do that with you.
I would love that, and we'll have to have you on a show sometime. But do you have a website that people can check you out on?
Yeah, my website is called cultivatingspirit.com, and my Facebook page is called Ravinder Gill. ND Soul Work Healing.
ND, so Ravinder Gill, ND, as a naturopathic doctor, and Soul
right,
Work Healing.
Okay. Soul Work Healing, yeah.
Okay, great. And that is awesome. So you're going to be going this. So what was it like at the, what was the best thing you would say was that you, your best experience from going to the weekend at the Oneness Center?
I don't know if I can come up with one, Claudia. That's pressure, Claudia. Pressure.
I know. Tell everybody exactly what happened.
You know, I think the part that was so great was listening to Franco talk, and I'm very sensitive, so I get activations when I hear someone of a high vibration speak.
Mm-hmm.
And so while I'm sitting there listening to him talk and all the shifting is going on in my body, and so much of what he was saying was like, oh, exactly. You know, the part about the timelines collapsing and how everything is fluid, like you're going in one direction and it kind of just doesn't go anywhere, and next thing you're going in a different direction. And I was like, that's exactly what's happening. And so it really helped to reinforce a lot of things for me. And just the energy of the space that was created, the vibration that was created, that was really, and meeting all the beautiful souls, all the sparkly, beautiful souls, was just such a highlight. Because for me, being in Toronto, it's actually been a heavy experience from growing up in Vancouver, relatively speaking. It's all relative.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a very heavy experience. And that's just, I guess, what I was lining up to. And it's only been in the last couple of years where that has really started to shift. I'm feeling that the energy in Toronto has gotten a lot lighter, and meeting new people that are more in alignment with where I am and where I want to be. It's been great.
That's great. You know, and I'm hoping that I was instrumental in some way for you to come to that event.
Yeah, I didn't even mention that, Claudia. I had
no, I just yeah,
I
was like
a little
kind of
bit
spontaneous
about here and there, but it was your shows and you, and the fact that you were coming up. I'm like, what? You're coming to this? Well, then I should go too. So that's kind of what happened, really.
That's so cool. I mean, you know, it was a really neat thing. I think we actually just lost Antonia. Is she back? Hold on a second. Let's see. Antonia, is
yeah,
that you?
Me.
Oh, okay. I thought you dropped off. Yeah. We were just saying, Rav was just saying how, well, first of all, I was just saying how that she came kind of because I had said I was going to this event this weekend, and a lot of people that listen to the shows came, and it was so nice to connect with each other. And and Rav, this is why I wanted you to meet Franco and Antonia, and I mean Franco and Kimberly and Antonia, and I'm glad you're on the show with Carl, because this is your community. And it's funny, I don't know, because you had dropped off, Antonia, but Rav is from, Vinder's from the West Coast. She's from Vancouver. And she was saying that the energy was a little, in Toronto wasn't the lightest energy for her, but that things have started to shift recently. So I don't know. Have you guys even met? Have you guys actually met before?
Did.
Have you been?
We did.
Yeah?
We
met at the campfire, Antonia.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Oh, right. You were passing around the bug spray.
That's right.
That's
it was the bug spray that I bought, the natural bug spray. That's right. We were right near each other.
Yeah. And I believe my little daughter, Katya, was taking a full, I think she wanted to be doused with it.
Oh, my God. You have the cutest kids. They are,
oh,
Antonia,
so
they are
cute.
Just so, first of all, they're so beautiful, and they're so loving. I've never had so many great hugs from kids before. And your son, man, he will give the hardest hug you've ever had, Julianne. You're beautiful. And all those kids, I just had such a dose of love after I left your house. Look, oh, they're so beautiful. So you must be doing a great job as a mother. Kudos, the excellent kids. So
thank you.
Even with well, thank you. Thank you, because, you know, when we raise kids like that, I don't know, it just has such a ripple effect. Talk about a ripple effect. It's, and here we are in the Appreciation Society. We're just appreciating each other. So I'm so glad that you connected, and I hope that you, Rav, are you going to go at least to the online event of this thing on the 14th with Masaru Emoto, or are you going to actually
I'm going to try to see if I can. I haven't checked my schedule yet, but I'm going to try and see if I can go in person because it's so close to me. But if not, I'm
you
definitely going to go live stream.
I know, so to be comfortable in your own home. But if I were you, I would definitely go. It's right there. You are in Toronto after all. And then maybe this is, you know, you're going to be meeting all these people in your community, so it's probably going to change a lot for you, I would assume. And I'll just live vicariously through you. Take lots of pictures. I'll come to the next thing.
I'll take lots of pictures.
It's going to be a special night of
Oh, yeah. The whole thing just sounds so great. And, you know, everybody, it looks like we have come to the end of our two-hour show. So, I know. Can you believe it? Isn't it amazing, Antonia, how the time just flies by when we get on these things?
You know,
it's like within no time. Now we're ready. Where's Franco to give us a clearing? I know that you guys will have a great time with Franco at this weekend event at ISAYUS, or you can go to francodinicola.com. And everyone else, to please check out on masterpiecelife.com, or they can also check out, what is the site that you had put together, Antonia,
well,
for the tickets?
The specific site with all the information is Emoto Toronto, so E-M-O-T-O, Toronto, TORONTO.com, so Emoto Toronto, and on there is an information, the lineup of the event. And there's also, I did an interview with Dr. Emoto last week, so the replay is also on that page. And if you go to masterpiecelife.com, we've had one of our dear members of our community, Annette, actually do it, transcribe the interview. So on Masterpiece Life right now, there's actually the English translation. Last night we just posted the French translation of that interview, and probably by the end of this week we'll post up the Portuguese, the Brazilian Portuguese translation of the interview, and Spanish translation of the interview. So that will all be up.
Wow.
Hopefully by early next week there'll be all the translations of the interview with Dr. Emoto will be up on masterpiecelife.com.
Wow, that is so cool. You guys are really working that whole thing. I'm sorry I missed that call, but so it's actually still available in replay form,
yeah,
though, right?
Yeah, the replay is on. I thought to make it easy, we put everything on one page, so it's just on emototoronto.com. It's all available there.
Beautiful. And just to remind people, that is going to be for the event that they can still buy tickets for. That is going to be August 14th, and that's going to be starting at 6:30. And if they want to get the live stream or anything, do so very quickly, because that's going to be, what is that, Wednesday night is going to be the
It's next Thursday.
Oh, next Thursday. Okay. So it's this next Thursday. Gosh, best of luck to you, Antonia, and Carl for that event, and Franco and James. James Fu is a beautiful guy. I look forward to, if you can, Antonia, get that video out on your YouTube.
Yeah, I think what I'll do is I'll upload it to Masterpiece Life YouTube channel, and that way I can port it over to you.
I know, because I don't know why we're having trouble. But it was a really cool interview that we did, and it was so nice to be in person with you. And we talked, we did some cool stuff with the energy with James Fu, and then we even talked about the experiment that you did with the rice, with those papers. I mean, those papers are very powerful. The energy that James is working with is just so beneficial, and just so grateful to have people like him and have people like you bringing James to us and bringing Franco to us and Masuri Emoto. And, boy, that's just going to be really exciting. And I hope you're going to it's going to be a great time, Carl and Peter, for the music event as part of this
Absolutely.
Whole piece project. Yeah. So thank you, everybody, for being with me tonight, Rav, Carl, Antonia, and the wonderful people who joined us tonight, Monica and William, and all of our friends in the chat. We had Gemini Moon. We have Ken Emmanuel. We also have Peters in there, and Larry Loken, who does another show, who's on In5D Radio doing the Cosmic Awakening show. Another great radio host. And just want to say thanks to everybody for being with us tonight and everybody who's going to listen to this show. And if you have any questions, you could check out my website, which is wholeearthhealing.com, or send me a message on Facebook. I'm Claudia Helmke Miller, or CJ Miller, and I love to connect with people. So anything you want to write me, let me know what this sparks in you, and if there's any way I can help you connect to people, please let me know, because that is what I love to do. And gosh, I just loved having you all here with me tonight. It's a really wonderful feeling being part of community like this, and I just have great love for all of you. So thanks so much for being here.
And thank you, CJ. It's a pleasure to be here with you tonight.
Thanks so much, Antonia, and thank you, Carl. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm talking too much, so... But thanks, Antonia. Thanks, Ravinder. And I'll definitely be talking to you. Maybe we'll do another show after this weekend. Maybe we'll talk to people who went to this coming weekend and after your event when you do it again, Antonia. I'd love to for all of us to keep in contact and keep working together in some way.
Absolutely.
Cool.
All right, everybody. So, take care. Good night. Namaste.
Good night.
Sending you lots of love.
Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much, Antonia. Thanks, Carl. And thank you, Ravinder. Much love
to you
guys.
Have a lovely night. Much love, everybody.
Have a great rest.
Bye.
Okay, thank you. Much love to you, too. Bye, everybody.
Good
and
night,
I'm going to say one...
Bye.
I'm just going to say one final word. Thanks, everybody. I'm going to say one final word to the group that's listening to the show. And just to say thank you for being with me tonight on the CJ Miller Show on N5D Radio. The next show we'll have will be next Tuesday. I'm going to be doing a new show. It's going to be called The Saratoga Spirit Scene. And that's going to be with my friend Christine Northrup, who is the shaman of Saratoga. I've had on my show before. So we're going to be coming on next week. I'll be doing some promoting on Facebook about that. And then the next show I have with Franco will be, I believe, September 8th. So that's when we'll be coming back. And that'll be awesome. I'll be taking some questions beforehand from all you guys through Facebook, or you can email me at ClaudiaHelmke-Miller@gmail.com. And my next show with Matthew Bueno is going to be August 26th. So that'll be at 9 o'clock. My show with Franco's at 8. But I'll tell you guys about that next time. Thanks so much for being with us. My love goes out to all of you. I'm so happy to connect with everybody. Gemini Moon, I love you. Rav, I love you. All you guys, big love fest here. And I look forward to connecting with you all again. And have a beautiful night. And everybody, just really, let's keep speaking from our hearts and connecting with one another and spreading the love. It's a beautiful thing. So thanks for being with me. And I look forward to connecting with you all again next week or ASAP. Have a great weekend, everyone, and a great week. All right. Namaste. Before we head out, I'm going to put on some music by a good friend of mine, Matthew Cosell. He's going to be playing Grace, and this is a beautiful way to check out. All right, you guys, much love. Good night. Thank you.
Shana.